breathing strong and deep. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are sufferers: arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong. I'll be hosting the show today alone because Elaine is very busy. She has several exams next week. And she says she averaged about 3 to 4 hours sleep last week. And I hope she's going to be doing okay. Anyway, we have good lineup of KCT for you to show that, like our main message is to show people that chronic degenerative ailments, things that you do wrong in life that cause degeneration in your body, can all be cured. C-U-R-E. Meaning that after final number of treatments, you will not need any treatment, you'll be symptom free, not needing any drugs or any supplements. Check our website again, all our past shows, more than 50 of them, and each Saturday we're bringing in new cases and they're all posted on my website. And if you have any questions during weekdays, you can call us at 714-556-8664. But I prefer you to call during the show so that when I answer a question, 100,000 people can hear, because I hate to repeat each question in each treatment room. But in any case, let me start out with our first case. A couple of weeks ago, we have an incredible case. One of my patients who was interviewed during my first show, Larry Collin, who is a former international tennis champion, had beaten an opponent who defeated Arthur Ashe internationally. Larry suffered from osteoarthritis and lost a lot of cartilage on his left knee, which became swollen, and they injected it many times, drained the knee many times, and finally recommended knee replacement and no more tennis. He wasn't able to play tennis for a whole year, but I cured him. Within a few weeks, he was back in tennis court. For the last couple of years, he had been competing with former champions. And 2 weeks ago, he and his partner became national champion, defeating everybody in the United States tennis team. But we're going to have a story that that tops it. The person that he referred Larry to me is Dawu. Dawu has been in our show several times, and I'll let Dawu tell his story. Why don't we get Dawu on the line? Hello, Dawu.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my friend. How about you?
Good. Listen, before you get started, for some our new audience, new people that are listening, why don't you give us a little background? What do you do? Where are you from?
Sure. I'm originally from Pakistan, and
yeah.
I'm a businessman.
Yes.
And I play a lot of tennis, of course. That's my love of life.
Yes.
Yes.
And when you first came to me, can you describe a little bit about how sick you were before we treat you?
Sure. I believe it was about 4 years ago, Dr. Tong. It seems a lifetime away. Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. When I came to you, the symptoms were quite a sad situation. You're looking at a body that, you know, 3 o'clock, by the time 3 o'clock in the afternoon would arrive, I would have no energy. I literally had to sleep 2-3 hours just to survive to go into the evening. My legs were constantly cold, and if I played tennis or any kind of competitive tennis, my body would cramp, so I could not play very much.
I remember you were wearing long johns in a hot summer and still shivering. Today you wear shorts in the winter.
I remember coming to you in summertime almost with long johns on because the legs were so cold, and now it's a whole different ballgame.
You have prostatitis?
Yes, prostatitis, and of course the mood swings that go with that and having difficulty sleeping at night. It was just a whole slew of things, Dr. Tong. And
in spite of that, because of love of tennis, you continue to struggle and train to play, but you never won any champion competition before, correct?
Not only not winning competition, Dr. Tong, but not having the ability to compete against the type of players that you were just describing.
Exactly.
The elite level players, you require a tremendous amount of physical conditioning, mental conditioning, and to do that, you have to have a body under you and a mind that says, okay, now I can fight for 2-3 hours.
Yeah, you also told me that if you play more than an hour and a half, sometimes you get cramped so badly you have to go to the emergency room and get IV treatments.
Yes, I remember this was about just about 5 years ago, where before I came to you that summer, that I played in the national tournament here in Huntington Beach, and just after the tournament, my body was so cramped that, Julie, when she took me to the hospital, I could not unlock my fingers. They were totally closed almost into a fist. I mean, it was horrible. And then, of course, you know, putting the IV in there for the perfectly isotonically balanced sodium chloride solution, then, you know, you're okay after 20 minutes, but that's no way to live.
Right.
Yeah, that's no way to live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 weeks ago, your friend, Larry Collins, you referred to us, and his partner, who by incident also my patient, came to me one time only.
Yes.
But in any case, they won the national championship on doubles.
Yeah, they sure did. This was, I believe, in Tucson that they played this tournament, and they're a very formidable team, my friend. They're probably one of the top 4 teams in the United States. Yes.
Yes, but tell us what happened the week afterwards. You and your partner played them.
Yes.
You in another championship, or is it just regular?
This was a local tournament here, and just as a background, Larry not only has done what he's done, but he's been to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon.
Yes.
He had a match point against Roy Emerson, the man whose record of 12 Grand Slams Pete Sampras
can
beat. Larry has that background.
Yes.
And his partner, Ken Stewart, is the owner of the Palisades Tennis Club, and he's played, you know, in all the major tournaments and all that. So you're talking about two people that bring a tremendous amount of experience in the table.
Right. And what happened to you in your match against them?
Yeah, and my partner. Well, the key thing was that this match, Dr. Tong, was not so much physical. I mean, it was tremendously physical, but it is very mental because you're playing against some great experience.
Yes.
And if your mind is not there sharp enough, and if your body is not there sharp enough, and then these people will literally take your game apart. And it was a very good, strong physical match, and we ended up winning that match.
Yes. What were the scores?
The score was 6-3, 6-4.
Wow.
It was a straight set match, but the score wasn't indicative about the amount of pressure Dr. Tong can put on you.
Let me just expound on that. My treatment is work on the mental system. It's the mind that controls the body.
Yes.
All the symptoms are byproduct of the mind-body disharmony. So my treatment, I understand it. The people who heal that are good also understand it. It's all mental.
Yes, I agree with you more.
Yes, and you have been coming a lot more than Larry. In fact, Larry, until the last minute, he couldn't serve. He could not lift up his arm. He came to me on Friday because he had to decide whether he wanted to join the tournament or not. But after one treatment, he was able to serve, and he went ahead and finished the tournament, joined the tournament, and finished number one. So he is not as good in condition as you were. So
right.
I think literally you drained them, you know, or you and your partner or whatever,
yes.
You know, drained the team.
Yes.
That's a mental thing that really counts.
It really does, Dr. Kong. And I tell you something I did not tell you before, but in September I was playing another national grass court tournament.
Yes.
In which we played a team that was at the same level. They're the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And our match started at 1:30 in the afternoon, Dr. Kong, and finished at 5 in the evening.
Well, you played them already?
3.5 hours, yes. We played that team almost 2 months ago, and the point that I wanted to make was that for 3.5 hours to have that kind of mental concentration, Dr. Kong, is a miracle.
So what was the score?
The score was 7-6, 6-7, 7-6.
Yes.
It came down to 2 points in the very last set. It came down to 2 points after 3.5 hours of struggling and playing. It is almost beyond, I don't know if people can relate to this, Dr. Kong, but these kind of matches are almost beyond mind, body. It's almost a spiritual experience.
Yeah,
because you're really separated from everything.
It is really incredible thing of you and Larry are both were crippled.
Yes.
Before you came to see me.
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't want to be no boasting or being arrogant.
Yes.
But something like that happened, it sounds like a miracle.
Yeah, it's
like
it is.
So both of you and Larry, instead of being crippled, now you enjoy really the best game of your life.
Absolutely, my
yeah.
friend. And mm-hmm. Because thanks to you, I've been going to a trainer on a regular basis, and I guarantee you, Dr. Tong, I feel better now at 57 than I did at 30.
Yeah, listen, I got one person that you met just accidentally, okay,
yes.
And I have changed her life also.
Okay.
And I wanted Heidi. Remember her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you call her on the phone and let me have her on the phone and share her story.
Okay.
See how you have touched another person's life through our treatment.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Thanks very much for being on the show, and have a nice weekend, okay?
All right, my friend.
Okay, let's have Heidi on the phone.
Thank you.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I feel so wonderful. Just so good, Dr. Tong. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Thank you. Okay, let me have you tell the readers, the listeners, where are you from and what do you do?
I'm from Laguna Beach.
Yes.
Here in California, and I was a wedding coordinator for the past 13 and a half years, and I have just been under a huge amount of stress for the last 5 years.
Yes. You have a list of list of long problem, ankylosing spondylitis,
yes.
chronic joint pain, ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, depression, anxiety, itching ear, shortness of breath, insomnia, night sweat. And how long have you had all these problems?
It's been about 5 years now,
going
on a good solid 5 years.
And it was getting worse?
It's getting worse. I literally in the last year of my life I've been pretty much immobile, just a hard time breathing.
I remember you couldn't turn your neck, you were like a robot.
No, just a week ago I wasn't able to turn my neck. I've been in bed for a very long time. Been immobile with joint pain, jaw pain, in my elbows. I would go sometimes a week just crying, just because it would be so painful just to get into the shower and lift my arms over my head.
So what's your experiences with our conventional doctors and their treatments? Oh. Have you tried them at all?
Yes, I have. I've been going to doctors. They keep referring me to other specialists. They give me more pain medication. I have seen internists. I've had a lot of tests run. X-rays, I've had epidurals done in my knee, in my back, in my
yes.
neck, Botox in my neck and back.
Botox is botulinus toxin, it's food poisoning, very, very toxic drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how did any of this help?
No, none of it helped. I just got worse and worse to where I was just locked up in bed.
Okay, how do you find out about us?
Well, I met Dawood Ahmed, and he was telling me that 4 or 5 years ago he was very, very sick. He said, I was too young to be sick, and perhaps I should come and meet you.
How do you meet him?
I had an ad in the paper. I was selling something, and he came, and we chatted within 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, I could just tell by his presence that, you know, he was just so healthy, and just, he just, his energy just felt so incredible.
Mm.
And he knew, like, right away how ill I was, and he referred me to you.
Yes.
And just after one treatment,
yes,
the next day I was dancing in the morning.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yes.
Being, you know, and
you were so stiff
long.
And painful. You can turn your neck, I remember.
No, I had a very hard time walking downstairs, walking upstairs. Just the simplest little task.
You are a very young lady, too, for the people who are listening. Yes. Now, how many treatments have you had so far?
I've had 2 treatments.
2 treatments only. Okay. Tell us some of the improvement. Your diarrhea, depression.
I don't have diarrhea any longer. I'm not feeling any joint pain. I'm able to shower and wash the dishes and take out the trash. And
insomnia?
The insomnia is better. I had a full night's sleep last night.
Good.
I woke up smiling and dancing.
No depression now, right?
I don't feel any depression.
Shortness of breath?
No.
See, like I told people, it is very, very easy most of the time. For younger people like you, it is really sad that the medical profession will not open their mind to something that is so... Actually, once you know it, it's easy. You don't know it, it's very, very difficult and sounds like magic. It's not. What I do is very logical. It's very easy to do. But in any case, no, do you believe that all your problems, like ankylosing spondylitis, can be cured?
Yes.
See?
It's definitely.
That is what I'm claiming. Okay.
You did tell me that it would never go away. The doctors that I was seeing... did
yes.
say that it was incurable.
Yes.
And that perhaps it would go into remission.
But what I'm telling you is that...
I don't feel any pain after one treatment.
Yes.
Although I've had 2 treatments.
Yes.
This week, but I...
The reason why...
From pain.
Yeah, the reason why you need more treatment is to stabilize you and make you more strong. And also teaching you what are the things that you need to eat. And I'll try to expound on that a little more later on, because that's what I repeat on to every patient. And I'd rather tell all the patients out in the air so everyone can listen to this. But in any case, okay, you are, I would say, at least 60-70% cure. If you stay on the diet that I recommend to you and then do your stress reduction, and also I mentioned to you, no, feng shui is very important for you because of your bad luck in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and I can assure that 99%, none of this problem will return without even our supplements. How does that sound? Does that sound good to you?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, listen, okay, thanks very much for being on our show. I have another guest, and if somebody is on the line
thanks,
calling.
Thanks, Tong.
Yeah, thanks a lot, okay? Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. If you guys have any questions or comments, please call in now and I can answer it so that I can educate the public, because there's so much misconception, so much unnecessary suffering that are totally, totally unnecessary at all, and it can be corrected very easily. Our next guest is also a referral by some of you might remember Barbara, who had bleeding ulcers that was so bad that her hemoglobin went down to 2 or 3. The normal is like 12 to 14. And she was practically dead. She is a very, very intelligent researcher for a movie producer. But in any case, she referred Joanne to us. Let's have Joanne on the line. Hi, Joanne.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Tong. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Just amazing. I cannot believe how good I feel.
Tell us what you do and where are you from?
I'm from Santa Ana, California.
Yes.
I'm a domestic engineer.
Yes. That's a very tough, have a tough job, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's just a way of saying that I'm a housewife, but it's a lot of work.
A lot of work. Sometimes I don't get paid enough. Tell us what are your summer problems. Your problem is very long list. You have a lot of pain.
Yes, I have hepatitis C. I have acute intermittent porphyria. I have esophageal reflux. I've had iritis 10 times. gee, the list goes on and on. Problems with my neck, my back.
Stiffness in the finger, anxiety.
Yes.
And eczema around the ears?
Yes.
Okay. So, how did you find out about us? And Barbara referred you to us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your relationship to Barbara?
Okay. She's like a mother to me.
Uh-huh.
She's actually my neighbor, but we've gotten so close in the many years I've known her that she's like a mother to me.
Yes.
And she is, because of the remarkable, I mean, I've seen her. They told her that she was, she only had a matter of weeks to live.
Yeah, because you're sending much blood at all. You cannot just keep on transfusing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she had gone to see her, and the remarkable, amazing, how she has bounced back. She looks much better. Her color has come back. She looked like a walking corpse.
Yes.
Now all her color's back. She has energy. No more bleeding. It's a totally amazing. It's a miracle.
And she hasn't been coming to me that long. By the way, she had not been coming regularly now, and she's doing real fine for the people who want to have a follow-up. But anyway, how long have you had your problems, all these problems you're seeing?
Some of them I've had, like hepatitis C, probably about 25 to 30 years.
Oh.
And acute intermittent porphyria, probably about 20 years. And the esophageal reflux, probably about 3 years, 4 years. All these problems, there's something that you can't get up in the morning and feel good. I haven't felt good in years until I came to see you.
That's made me so good.
I get up in the morning, and to feel good, Dr. Tong, it's a blessing. Not to get up in the morning and to feel pain and nauseousness and headaches and backaches and everything. Now I get up in the morning, I've got energy.
Yes.
And I feel good. I don't have any more pain where the liver was. I had pain there too.
Yes.
Since I've seen you, I don't have that pain either.
After how many treatments, do you notice any improvement?
Two treatments.
And how long have you been going to conventional doctor or other doctors?
Oh, jeez. You might as well say on and off all my life, it seems. I mean, from even when I was a little girl, I had problems. So on and off to doctors all my life, and no one seems to be able to help you. The only thing they want to give you is pills, and that only masks the situation.
And tests, right? Yeah. Lab tests and so forth, okay? Mm-hmm. How many tests did I do on you? How many tests did I do on you?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing on Heidi, nothing on Daru, nothing on Larry, nothing on most of my patients, okay? Something is wrong about our medical system. All the money is wasted, okay? All the patient care is to get well. They don't want a fancy diagnosis. They want to know what they are doing wrong in life that caused a problem. So I reverse the problem, I reverse and corrected the balance, and you guys learn. There are two parts of the cure. You guys need to learn what to eat. What are the things that you're doing wrong? The stress, the diet, and the toxin you're taking that is ruining your body. And the most important part is really the diet. But in any case, what are the things that have improved? What are the problems you still have?
Oh, the iritis. I just want to tell you this, too. I had gone to the doctor yesterday because he wanted to see me to check it for a follow-up checkup.
Yes.
And the iritis is gone, and the pressure in my eyes is perfect.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Any other symptoms, anxiety, stiffness?
Oh, that's getting, the stiffness is better, the anxiety is better, I just feel much better. Much
Great.
Better.
Next
it's
time.
Incredible.
Next time you still have anxiety,
yes,
anything like that, tell me beforehand, and before I give you injections, tell me beforehand, I'll fix it.
I know you will.
Yes.
I know you will.
Yeah, thanks very much for your participation, and I want to get to a caller who's one of my patients. I want to see what kind of comment he has, okay? Thanks very much, and have a nice weekend. Thank you. Can we have Jerry on the line? Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
You have a comment or questions?
Yes. First of all, I had lower back pain,
Yes.
And I had it for about 20, 25 years.
Yes.
And it gradually got worse. And after three or four treatments, it's almost all gone away.
Yes.
There is a little bit sometimes, but that's inconsistent.
Yes.
You've told me that it was because I don't eat right.
That's right. I told you the curing takes two parts. In the beginning, you refuse it, though, because you like meat too much. You refuse to correct your diet. No, as long as you put the wrong kind of fuel in the body, you will continue to create the same problem that you come to me for. So you have to do your part. But in any case, what comment you want to make and what kind of question?
I was very concerned about this bioterrorism.
Yes.
And I've looked up and found methods that do work against...
Yeah, share with us.
Yes, and that's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that it's important that you direct the kind of treatment that is appropriate for whatever happens to happen.
The most important thing is to strengthen your body's own healing power, not to attack the symptoms, not to attack the anthrax, not to attack the bacteria, not or the flu and so forth, okay? Those organisms only overgrow when you become weakened. So we have to find out where you are weakened, what part of your body weakened, and which part, what imbalances you have. Correct that so you do not have to deal with Alzheimer, bacteria, anthrax, AIDS. You don't have to deal with that at all. I don't deal with it at all. That's why I don't even give you a diagnosis. I say you have, like in your case, you have too much heat and too much phlegm. Phlegm comes from eating sugar, eating a lot of spicy food, and eating a lot of refined carbohydrates. The phlegm turns the heat, your body becomes too hot, and they don't work. When the body doesn't work, you don't have circulation, and that's what causes the pain. So once you do your part by eating right, and that goes for almost like 99% of my patients, they have too much phlegm by eating spicy food, fatty food, and so forth. No, eat a more vegetarian diet, whole grain, 90% of it. Eat very little protein, very little fat, and you will not go wrong. What was your solution for the anthrax?
Well, there were three of them that I have found. The first one is using poisons like you would when you're treating worms.
Mm. No, Jerry, you're running out of your time. Maybe you can continue this next week.
Yes,
okay.
Call next week.
Yeah, but I remember the one of them you said is really actually a good one. Using poisons is not right. So why don't we continue with you next week about what your experience is with trying to fight bioterrorism. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope you enjoy our show today, okay? And next week and the week after that, we'll continue to bring in other cases to demonstrate this most important and astounding discovery and breakthrough that all degenerative ailments, doesn't matter what you call it, can be cured. Okay? So stay tuned with us next week again, same station, same time. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye. Have a nice weekend.
You're listening to The Bright Light for Southern California. K-Bright, AM 740.
KBRT, Avalon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio...